Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk.
Good morning, Petra. I'm Grady Deaton. And Petra wanted us to have some conversations around Domestic Violence Awareness Month and children's safety. So we've invited several members of the community to come in and sit with us today. Alina Aliskak?
Yes, Aliskak, good
morning. And Brandon Viator. Did I mess up both your names?
You're doing barely. Great.
If I ask you four times and got you to tell me it six times, I would still mess it up because I'm such a goofball.
You're doing okay.
let's spend just a few moments, Alina, telling us a little bit about you and yourself.
Okay. So, I am from the village of Nunapitchok. I grew up and, finished high school there. And so, during my years after high school, I moved to Bethel here. I think it was the fall of 2001. So it'll be 17 years this month that I have moved to Bethel.
And you're at the Child Advocacy Center.
Yes, I am, yeah. Otherwise known as Ignamta Ika Yokobat. Child Advocacy Center is like a general name for all of the centers nationwide. Yeah. So our center here is Ignamta Ika Yokobat. We work with children and their families that have experienced child sexual abuse, and we work through a multidisciplinary team approach, working with Alaska State Troopers and Bethel Police Department and Office of Children's Services, District Attorney, and those people that provide services to.
So heavy and very important work. I want to thank you for your service and for the, the stuff you must have to carry. And so my heart is held with you.
Yes,
I honor you. Thank you for that service. Brandon, like some fathers in town, I got to meet your kiddo before I got to meet you. Both your kiddos, actually. But I get a big kick out of Bo. Why don't we shout out to Bo, and it's Avery, right?
Yep. Bo
and
those
Avery,
are my two kids.
Two beautiful children. We're here talking about children, but let's talk first about you. What brought you to Bethel? How long have you been here? And are you from Alaska? What's your story?
All right. So my name is Brandon Viator. I'm with the state troopers. I've been with the troopers for about 8 years now. We moved to Bethel in April of this past year. So about 6 months we've been here working in the YK.
Well, bright smiles, big family of four with bright smiles. I really get a big kick out of toddler time with your children, and one of them's already started school now, so I only get to see the younger one. But we're here to talk a little bit about child safety. Like I said, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and with the heavy and sad events that took place in Kotzebue recently, our hearts and our minds are weighing heavily with the notion of our safety of our kiddos. I have two daughters myself. Alina, I believe you have children?
Yes, I do. I have four children, and I have and they're all adults, but I do have 10 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm raising children.
Yeah, I think we don't stop. Once we start raising children, we don't stop. And some of us start before.
We don't stop either with our work, with other families. We do not stop raising children. It's very important. It's in our culture, it's in everybody's culture, you know, and then here growing up in the Yupik culture, it's safety for children is first and foremost. As I was growing up, I remember hearing my mother.
Are there some watchwords that we're advocating with our parents in the Delta to reiterate the safety concerns that we want them to hold? Tips and hints, things to remind our parents to keep in mind when we're sending those kiddos out to play, etc.
I know that when I am talking with my children regarding my grandchildren, I have to know that my grandchildren are like where they're at. I have to know where they're at, who they're with. I have to know that at all times. I feel like I'm being overly whatever, but overly protective. But that's how I am. I make sure to, I call them in the morning, to remind them, make sure your kids are, you know where they're at, to talk to them about not taking anything every day. I'm practically calling them every morning and telling them, let your kids know if anybody tries to give them anything, whether it looks sweet or anything, do not let them know, do not take that. It's, I want that ingrained. I want my grandchildren and other children, you know, for that prevention, that safe, those tips to be ingrained in them, that so that they will grow up with them. So.
And out of the state trooper's office, are there some, are there some concerns and or watchwords that people are pushing out in public message relative to the sad events that took place in Kotzebue and warnings to parents?
Well, I agree with Alina with that. You know, parents need to know where their kids are at all times, what they're doing, who they're with. And as far as the kids go, I think if the kids see anything that raises any flags or it seems to be dangerous, they need to report it immediately, you know, either to responsible adults, state troopers, Bethel PD, you know, in the villages, the local TPOs and VPOs. Just report what's going on. If there's anything unsafe that's happening, they need to let somebody know immediately. The sooner the better. That way somebody can help them out. The longer they wait, the harder it's going to be, and that's when bad things end up happening.
Yeah, see something, say something is really the thing that's bouncing around in my head. I wouldn't feel embarrassed at all if I made an incorrect assumption or if I was erring on the side of caution and I contacted the authorities when I saw something suspicious and wanted to alert them to it, because I'm confident that the authorities are going to find out, get down to the bottom of it, and if it applies, they're going to take action. And if it doesn't,
exactly,
they're going to let it fly. So I hope that's the case with all of our listeners, that they do the same thing. If they see something, say something. So let's take a second to kind of decompress. Let's let the listeners hear a little bit of tunes. Here's Landon Pigs, Falling in Love with a Coffee Shop, and we're going to return with some last watchwords and calls to action when we get back. Here's Landon Pig, Falling in Love with a Coffee Shop.
I think that possibly, maybe I'm falling for you. Yes, there's a chance that I've fallen quite hard over you. I've seen the paths that your eyes wander down. I wanna come too. I think that possibly, maybe I'm falling for you. No one understands me quite like you do. Through all of the shadowy corners of me, I never knew just what it was about this old coffee shop I love so much. All of the while I never knew. I think that possibly, maybe I'm falling for you. Yes, there's a chance that I've fallen quite hard over you. I've seen the waters that make your eyes shine. Now I'm shining too. Because, oh, because I've fallen quite hard over you. If I didn't know you, I'd rather not know. If I couldn't have you, I'd rather be alone. I never knew just what it was about this. this old coffee shop I love so much. I love the one I never knew.
So, back again to talk briefly about some last minute, or just for our show last minute, not last minute words of warning or calls to action, but for the show, we have a few seconds left to tell people what we want to tell them. Out in the village, it's a little bit different. Many of our listeners out there, what would you have them do, Alina?
Nuna chorni kwani, kwi nga su anglish homa nuna chorni, ma ekpaktoi akhchak luku, piyu mutkaput, mikl nguputki attau chuluki, tahits komafknaki, toi kaisun chamuntkit kat umyokluki. I grew up in the village, and I remember way back then when I was a child, we had a buddy system. We had I always had someone with me, and that always provided security for myself, and it also, I know it really helped my mom to know that my sister was with me or my girlfriend was with me. So I urge that our kids, we make sure that our kids are not walking around alone. And we do have that. I know we have curfew, and we need to be home at a certain time. And if we say that we're going to be home at a certain time, be home at that time. And if your child is not home at that certain time, make sure to physically go out and know that where your child is, and bring them home with you. That is my message.
I want to thank you for coming in today. I'm going to thank you too, Brandon, and give you the last word. People want to report any concerns to the state agencies, do you have that information available?
If they're out in villages, they can reach out to the TPOs and VPOs. And as far as reaching the state troopers, 543-2294, 543-2294. Obviously, if there's an emergency, 911.
All right. Well, I want to again thank you both for coming out. I know that we weren't able to give this topic the amount of time that it deserves, and solutions are really just vigilance and buddy system and that kind of the traditional stuff, and err on the side of caution when it comes to trusting our neighbors and friends, because unfortunately the statistics show that many of the abuses that occur for children haven't from people we know. And that's an unfortunate statistic, but it is a true statistic. So I hate to leave on a sad note, but I will switch gears here and remind everyone out there to don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.